Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. U.S. Senator Josh Hawley published a plan to remake the Federal Trade Commission to provide more direct congressional oversight, as well as better scrutinize big tech, calling out Google and Facebook as instances of the FTC failing to protect consumers. The plan would put the FTC within the Department of Justice and replace the five-commissioner panel with a single Senate-confirmed director. It would also create a digital market research section of the FTC to specifically look at big tech. Hawley also called for new legislation to give the FTC the power to levy fines on first-time civil penalties and the authority to enforce data portability and operability standards, as well as to give state attorneys general the authority to enforce the same laws as the FTC. The Israeli publication Haaretz published that the Elector app used by the country's Likud political party contained a misconfiguration that could allow anyone to access Israel's entire voter registry. Viewing source on the app's homepage showed usernames and passwords of all administrators, allowing anyone to log in and download the information. The voter registry contained the full names, identity card numbers, addresses, and gender of all 6.4 million eligible voters in Israel. The developer of the app confirmed the vulnerability, stating it was, quote, a one-off incident that was immediately dealt with. A U.S. district judge has ruled in favor of Sprint's $26 billion deal to merge with T-Mobile, which now only needs the California Public Utilities Commission approval to go forward. Attorneys general from a dozen states sought to block the deal, arguing that combining the number 3 and number 4 U.S. carriers would stifle competition and create higher prices for consumers. The company said the merger would help them compete against AT&T and Verizon and build a nationwide 5G network more quickly. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission has requested information from Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Microsoft about mergers that were too small to report to antitrust agencies. The companies are asked to provide terms, scope, structure, and purpose of each transaction made between January 1, 2010 and December 31, 2019. They will also be asked to provide details on post-acquisition integration, product development, and pricing, as well as how data was treated. The FTC said the request was part of a study of the issue of companies buying potential competitors to reduce competition. The result of the studies are intended to inform future policy. Samsung announced the Galaxy Z Flip, a clamshell smartphone that unfolds to a 6.7-inch screen. A display on the cover shows notifications, time, and battery life when the phone is closed, and can be used as a viewfinder for photos. The Galaxy Z Flip comes in purple, black, and in some markets gold for $1,380. For a full breakdown of the announcements from Samsung's Unpacked event, check out Daily Tech Headlines from February 12th. WhatsApp announced it now has 2 billion users, up from 1.5 billion 2 years ago. Its parent company Facebook's main app has 2.5 billion users. In a blog post about the number, WhatsApp wrote, "Strong encryption is a necessity in modern life. We will not compromise on security because that would make people less safe." Mobile World Congress was canceled this week for the first time in its 33 years. Spanish health officials said there was no reason to cancel, but GSMA CEO John Hoffman told Bloomberg the GSMA has canceled MWC Barcelona 2020 because of the global concern regarding the coronavirus outbreak. Travel concern and other circumstances made it impossible for the GSMA to hold the event. Nextdoor launched a new app called Nextdoor for public agencies, designed to allow police and fire departments, public schools, and city agencies to post updates, push geo-targeted alerts, and read messages. According to Nextdoor's head of product, Tatiana Mahmut, development of the app was in response to years of requests from public agencies. The app integrates with the Forward to Police feature found in the Crime and Safety tab of the main Nextdoor app, allowing departments to access these notices on mobile devices. Bloomberg reports that, according to sources, India's Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology is expected to publish previously proposed new rules for social media and messaging companies later this month. The proposed rules would require blanket cooperation with government inquiries, requiring platforms to help governments trace the origins of posts within 72 hours, preserve records up to 180 days, and establish a physical presence in India with appointed grievance officers and government liaisons. Browsers, operating systems, online repositories of knowledge, and software development platforms would be exempt from these rules. And finally, the U.S. filed a superseding indictment against Huawei and its CFO Meng-Wing Zhu, charging them with conspiring to violate the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organization Act and conspiring to steal trade secrets. It also contained new allegations regarding violation of sanctions against North Korea and Iran. Among the allegations are using confidentiality agreements with U.S. companies to obtain things like router source code and then misappropriating that property, basically using it in Huawei's own routers. The indictment lists other concrete examples like distributing confidential slide decks to its engineers and a person taking pictures of the interior of devices after hours at a trade show in Chicago. Other charges involve lying to federal investigators and hiding employment status with Huawei. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.